And welcome to another edition of that 401k podcast. I always have to try to remember what I'm going to say because I'm going to introduce a national conference or a local conference or whatever. But it's Ari Rosenbaum here with Dan Venturi. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. We survived Kansas City.
I did. I survived that 3-hour flight or the 3-hour plane delay, as did you. Great conference, great guest. Food was pretty darn good as well. Caught a Royals game, so got that off the MLB stadium tour list, which is good. And then we had probably the best barbecue food I think I've ever had, which was served from a gas station.
Yeah, exactly. I have to say, you said it was like the 8th conference that we've done, and I have to say that when I look at the other conferences that we've done, to me, Kansas City is probably top 3, maybe even 2, and sometimes I think maybe even 1. I mean, Chicago, to me, was a great event, but what made Kansas City great was the attendance of the event was great, the venue was great, the food was great. And, we had a day for the two of us to be tourists, and actually, instead of just flying in and flying out, we actually had a day to, see the sights. Went to Negro League Museum, which was, a great place, small little museum, and, looking at the historical, inequality of the color line and, the fact that they had to have their own league prior to 47, that was a great thing. As a New York Jew, I had to check the quality of the bagels at Michigan Bagels, which it passed, in my opinion, considering it was Kansas City, passed with flying colors. They actually had smoked pastrami. Well, they had pastrami smoked salmon, so that's high on my list. They had ham that they were selling, so that was I knocked that down a little bit, but that was great. And then we went to a Royals game. Had great seats, and thanks to StubHub, $30, and we're sitting like, a dozen rows behind home plate. It was a fun experience. And then, we went to Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Kansas City, Kansas, and that was a great meal. Brisket, it was really good, and it's considered one of the best barbecue places in the United States. I mean, the New York Post said so it's got to be true.
Has to be true.
And then we had the events the next day. Danny Jackson was a great guest. We had a good attendance compared to some of the ones where we didn't have the greatest attendance. And Danny Jackson was a great guest. And, we had some good presentations. Thrive came out for the first time talking about their student loan matching program. Then we always have, Kravitz, and you always do a good presentation. I'd throw in the airplane jokes and Lyle was there with Granite Group, and so, Dick Billings was there with Fiduciary Wise. We had stuff from Lincoln. So all in all, it was a fun event, and, even the 3-hour layover in, Kansas City was fun that we, because of the delay. So that one's in the books, and we're looking forward to Denver on, Flag Day, June 14th. Of course, plenty of tickets still available, as I say. We got a Rockies
great
game.
Seats up front, guys.
Yeah, we got Rockies game that night, so we're looking forward to that one. This week I got a couple plant providers who signed up for it. So, looking forward to that. Always looking forward to Cleveland in September 20th, and then, Foxborough in October 11th. We'll have more details soon in the next couple weeks on our November event. And in December we'll be in Dallas, Arlington, Texas, for AT&T Stadium. So, before long we'll be there. We'll look to some ideas for, more local events for 2020. I got some cities I'd like to go to. So, where we have it is based on interest, but also based where I want to go. So, I have to give a shout out to Anna Maria, McBride at Alaris, who told me when we were at Wrigley Field that we should come to Kansas City. She helped line up a lot of the sponsors. It was a great, great event. So I have to give a shout out to her because, when you think about where we were, Kansas City is kind of like out there. It's in the middle of the country. And, we didn't tackle some of the other bigger cities out there. So There was a reason for it. It was a great venue. It was a great experience, and hopefully we'll be back one day. 2020, you know, I have some ideas of cities I'd like to go to or I haven't been to, and we'll see how we're going. And then, of course, why we're seeing how we're going is because as part of this podcast, we're going to introduce two new things. And the first thing is we talked about it, the 401k National Conference at Walt Disney World Swan, March 10th to 11th, 2020. The website, that 401ksite.com, will have sign-up details probably by the time you hear this podcast. There's an early bird special. This is going to be a little bit different, obviously, from the regional events. More pricey for people to show up because it's over 2 days. It's in Florida at Disney World. And, of course, it's not going to be just a 401k advisor event. It's going to be open up to TPAs, auditors, and, you know, those plan providers. You know, any plan provider out there wants to attend. So we'll be there March 10th to 11th, 2020. Pretty soon you'll be able, like I said, purchase the admission. And then, of course, reserve your spot dealing directly with Marriott, who runs the Walt Disney World Swan Hotel, and book your rooms because we have limited space. And, of course, we have, you know, a couple of companies already that have agreed to sponsor. Kravitz has always been a big fan of our events, so, you know, we're proud that they're part of it. Of course, Dan will be there with Brightworks. I'll be there. James Holland, Millennium Retirement will be there. So, you know, next couple weeks, next few months, you'll see updates on, you know, who's sponsoring and who's going to be speaking. And, of course, you know, I've got a shout-out to the Retireholics. They will be there. We will tape an episode, right? Is that my expression, even though it's recording? Or do we even record an episode? Or
yes. Film an episode? It was taped. No, you know what? I think it was film. I think you said we were filming.
Yeah, well, we're going to have an episode. I think we could record it. You know, if it's digitally, we still could record. Whatever.
But actually, I picked up, you know, I was telling you about that latest addiction I sort of learned I had this week, bidding on those estate auction sites. I picked up a really cool turntable.
Yeah, and you know my feelings about turntables. I never knew how to – I still to this day don't know how to use a record player. It's like, where do you put – I'm like, I never understood it, and that's why I'm always against vinyl. I'm like, oh, who needs that? CDs and MP3s, who cares? Yeah, whatever. Sound quality, vinyl may be a little bit better, but then when you scratch it, forget it. Don't matter. You know, but I'm glad you found the turntable.
I did. I was pleased with that.
Yeah, I think somewhere in my house I still have records for my wife. I have, like, Duran Duran and somewhere, or I might have donated it already. It was, like, weird, you know, 80s stuff, whatever. But, yeah, so that 401k National Conference, it came from an idea that we always had that we were going to start a national event. And I think the impetus for that was I was there at Disneyland. We had a great time. It was February break right before the LA conference. And, you know, it was, you know, jam-packed and, you know, problem getting on the rides, whatever. So my wife complained, and my wife's very good at that, all jokes aside. Well, you know, complain to businesses as opposed to just complaining about me. And she got a park hopper pass for Disney World. So I said, oh, you know, why don't we try that national conference idea that we were working on? And, you know, voila. This is where we're at. So, yeah, we're going to have a national event because I got free Disney tickets. No, but we were always going to have that. You know, the question was where we were going to have it. Yeah, I think the tickets probably helped out. But, you know, the 401k conferences that we're doing, the idea for it was let's do something different. Too many times you'll have a, you know, mutual fund guy or gal and they'll have an event, invite some other retirement plan providers, and they'll have an event at the local Marriott, and you got the lousy food over there, and it's a unmemorable experience. And so I said, let's have an event at, you know, a stadium. Let's do a stadium tour. Let's invite an athlete. And, you know, that's where the ideas came from. And, you know, the idea from that 401k conference came from the time I was a guest of a TPA client of mine at a national event. And I was just amazed how much, plan providers were being charged for exhibit space. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money. And also, because somebody else wanted me to speak at their event, and they wanted to charge me $4,000 for that pleasure. So I said, I'm not getting invited to speak to these national events or even local events anymore for some reason or another. Let me start my own event. And that's what started that 401k conference. And this is year two of it. And, it's been a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people networking, people that have really become close to us. And again, you're meeting plan providers around the country, and you never know what pops up. I just got an email from a provider I met in St. Petersburg, one of my less fondly recalled events. There might be an opportunity for me. So, it's easy to write articles and for me to stay in my house in Long Island, but for me to go out and meet plan providers, in the flesh and whatever, it's been very, very nice meeting a lot of people and, running into people that, you've known for years on LinkedIn, but you haven't met personally until now. So, that 401k National Conference, we will be in Disney World. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody does Vegas. I love Vegas. It's one of my favorite cities. But I wanted something different, and I don't think there's anything more different than Walt Disney World because, from my experience, when I travel, it's a problem. When you have kids and you have a wife, and my wife's got to do the bulk of the work when I'm not there. Having an opportunity to go to Disney World, there'll be discount Disney tickets. Again, we'll have the link when it's available when they set the 2020 prices. I think the savings is 25% to 35%. So bring the family. You'll have that Saturday and Sunday before the conference to play at Disney, even at Friday as well if you come in on a Thursday night or a Friday morning. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will be open by then. You got four parks to go to. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be more, I want to be different because I want to be memorable. And, there are a lot of great national conferences. I've been there. I've spoken at a few of those. But, could I tell you the difference between one to the other? Well, not really. We want to be something different and something memorable. We'll have an athlete appearance every day. It'll be more, I don't want to say the word laid back, but it's going to be, there's a Yiddish term. It's like Hamish is the term, which is like old fashioned, old country style in the sense that, it's going to be more personable. I feel a lot of the events, it's like a cattle drive, more than, networking opportunities and meeting people and, multi-rooms and break rooms and this, and that. We're going to do something very, very differently, something it's going to be interesting and memorable. So I hope everybody will attend. We will have, again, probably by the time you hear this podcast, we'll have discount tickets, an early bird special. There weren't actually be tickets, but that's a whole nother story. But, admission. I guess there will be tickets at the event, to make sure nobody crashes. But, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking very, very forward to it. And, I think that's probably my 2 cents on that. Danny, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're already in practically the end of May, right? We just got here, so it's gonna be here real soon. I'm pretty excited by it. I think we've got a really good template. We've proven the concept on the regional side, and I just think it's gonna be a great time. The venue is awesome, guys. I've said it probably in the last two podcasts, and we're getting 30% off Disney tickets. That's pretty neat, right there in and of itself. Not to mention all the great content, the camaraderie, hanging out with your peers for a few days in Disney, is a pretty cool prospect. you know, I don't think, and all right, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we're going to have, you know, agendas extending too late into the afternoon. So even those conference days, you could still get to the park. You know, maybe you meet some friends, you head out to dinner at one of the different countries in Epcot, right? Just a unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, some of the conferences, you know, they have late night activities. I think, you know, again, we want to make it more family friendly. Again, you're there at Disney World, you might as well enjoy it. We'll probably end 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, maybe earlier. We'll see how, you know, it's obviously based on the amount of sponsors, the amount of speakers. We want to have something fun. And, you know, at the events itself, you know, plenty of downtime so people could go to the exhibit hall, see the plan providers, and network as well. So, you know, it's all about, you know, Rich Lorita, may rest in peace, the TPA salesperson I used to work with, you know, he showed me that it was all a relationship-driven business. And, you know, what better way than to have some good networking time and meeting people, and obviously seeing what the exhibitors are going to have. And, you know, we'll have some crazy ideas that we'll work on. You know, Dan came up with the idea that we're going to sell T-shirts, and, you know, my TPA T-shirt that I created and sold about 2 or 3 on one of those websites. You know, we'll throw that, and, you know, again, it'll be something laid back in the sense that it'll be different and not uptight. You know, a law firm partners meeting, you know, some of these events remind me of. But, again, we'll be different. You know, they throw great events. Our event will be different. You want a sponsor, you're not going to have to take out a bank loan. It's going to be substantially less expensive than some of the other events. Same with people who want to join us as attendees. You know, your biggest expense is probably going to be the hotel. You know, we're not going to break you with attendance fees and whatnot. It's going to be a very, very fun event. And again, you know, we'll work out some ideas of which athletes we could bring. You know, it'll be Florida in March. I'm sure we could get some baseball players. Might go with a football player as well. We'll see who's available. Our buddy Larry will work for us. Larry Davis will work for us and find out who's available and, you know, would be interesting to talk to and bring in. And, of course, being in Florida helps out with spring training and getting a baseball, former baseball player, as opposed to when we're in Kansas City and you're limited. And, you know, we had Danny Jackson, who was a great guest, but, you know, he was our guy because it was Kansas City. Now, you know, being in Florida, we'll have a good choice and a good selection. Not to say that Danny wasn't a great guest. I think he was a fantastic guest. So, yeah, so you'll hear more about it in the weeks and months of these podcasts to come, the incessant emails that I send out, as well as the posts on LinkedIn as to who are the additional sponsors that we're going to get. I'm very, very excited being, you know, seeing the Retireholics being there. We'll probably throw out a poll as to which beer I should bring. You know, should I bring Brooklyn Lager because I'm from Brooklyn, or should I bring Sam Adams because that's my standby? We'll see. You know, if they only had Sam Adams Scotch Ale still for sale, I'd probably pick that, but they stopped producing that. So that's it, putting a ribbon on that 401k National Conference, and then let's talk about what Dan and I always talked about. We used to call it Project X, and people have heard about it in the sense that they've been a sponsor of our regional events ever since Los Angeles. But now, after, you know, some delays and, you know, working things through, we could probably announce it. Dan, you want to make the announcement?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we've, you know, teased this, as Ari said, as Project X for a few months now. And some of our loyal listeners that have attended some of the conferences might have gotten some an early preview. But essentially what Project X is a national HR association that Ari and I launched or are in the process of launching. And the real driving force behind the idea is to be able to deliver compliantly and most importantly, legally, a genuine multiple employer solution to the industry. One that keeps costs to a bare bones minimum, provide fiduciary outsourcing on both sides, the 338 and the 316, and does it in a manner that meets all the old and new DOL guidance surrounding the multiple employer plan. So we're real excited about it. We think we have a solution that we can get in pretty close to 100 basis points, give or take a couple, while making sure that the 338, the advisors, all the key players get compensated appropriately. So we're real excited about that product. The other, I guess, what makes this solution so unique is the laundry list of ancillary benefits that are being offered through the association. Right now, it's still pretty high level, still pretty focused at the plan sponsor level. It will eventually trickle down to things specifically for the participants, but everything from a national discounted mortgage program. We've got payroll partners. We've got sport event planners, group life, group health insurance products, the student loan repayment solution that Arian mentioned earlier, legal documents. You name it. I mean, we've got the initial roster is almost 20 deep in terms of various vendors. So it's going to be a very robust, holistic solution. I don't think it's going to be a solution that's right for plans over a certain threshold. I'm not exactly sure what that threshold is. It's a bit of a moving target, but as you get up market, obviously the power of aggregation is a little less significant. But yeah, it's something that we're super excited about. The website's under construction. It's thathrassociation.com. Hopefully, I'm not sure if by when this podcast is up, it'll be finalized, but it'll be shortly thereafter. And there'll be a ton of information, a ton of ways to get a hold of us. We can produce customized content for your clients. If you're an advisor or group that wants, a program specifically for your firm, we can get that done. Sky's the limit in terms of flexibility. This whole thing was designed under a backdrop of low-cost compliance, liability outsourcing, and flexibility. Those are the things that we really focused on. So, we're super excited about it. We're probably the way we're envisioning it now is a couple of different open MEPs, safe harbor, non-safe harbor. Essentially, plans under a certain threshold between, say, 3 and 7, and then maybe 7 to 20, something along those lines. We're still playing with the math in terms of how we aggregate, but there will be sort of an underwriting process. We don't want, plans that don't have not necessarily a strong record of compliance, but committed plan sponsors, committed advisors. We want everyone sort of involved and to buy in, and that's part of the process. We also want to make sure that we put the plans in the right place, and that every plan is given the attention it requires in the initial onboarding. So there is a little bit of an initial backup as we get plans on. I think now probably the earliest we could look to start getting plans to come on is probably July, Ari, I would think. At least getting the initial plan on and then worrying about any asset transfers after that.
Right, probably now that it's May, it'd be harder to get it up and running quicker than that.
Yeah, well, time flies, man. It's already May. I remember when we were talking about, you know, the winter and the, you know, the conference in LA, and we're already in Denver almost. So, but yeah, guys, we're super excited. We think that we have a really unique solution. I'm going to give out my personal cell number. Give me a call if you have any questions. It's 718-685-8195. Once the site's up, obviously, visit the site. We'll ask for some information. So we can eventually set up a time to talk things through with you guys. But, We're really excited, and we think that this is going to be a pretty significant offering, you know, coming to the marketplace here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, you know, we have the idea for it, you know, to have a platform of all these great services and great programs. And, you know, it started, we had the idea that, you know, let's create an association, but let's be, you know, real and be legitimate and be more than just retirement plans. So that's why, you know, I looked to the past where I was working with some unions and they had, you know, these benefits that they offered to members and, you know, kind of sprung from that way, you know, offer insurance, offer a lot of solutions, you know, your employer, there's so many questions that you have, you know, do you know a good insurance guy? Well, yeah, we do. Tickets guy, Ticket and, you know, VIP experience. We just met him this week. John, who's a fantastic guy who happens to be Cindy Lauper's cousin. You know, he's got these great experiences. You can get tickets. So it's a whole concierge service. He'll be part of the package. You know, again, payroll providers, insurance people, Thrive, obviously, the student loan match and the student loan repayment program. Our friends at EvoShare, dealing with online shopping and getting rebates deposited in as a solid deferral, which is great. And, you know, whatever else we may come up with and come up with ideas. You know, eventually, you know, maybe we'll have a credit card or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see where it goes. You know, you obviously have to start from somewhere. But, you know, from day one, we're going to have, you know, something that's very, very worthwhile for employers to join and be part of the retirement plan, as well as the other programs and benefits that we're going to have. And, you know, we're very, very optimistic about this. It's going to be very, you know, like I always say, something very unique and different and, you know, memorable. So I look very forward to the launch of that. And, of course, there'll be a presence at the conferences and, of course, the National Conference. We'll see how it goes, and, you know, maybe we have a table and, you know, make t-shirts or something. I don't know. To me, making t-shirts is a big deal.
we'll figure something out unique, a unique experience.
Exactly. So, I guess that's that for this week. You know, it was a big commercial for two of our big things in the cooker, but, you know, it's our time, so we can talk all we want.
I mean, we promise we'll regale you with silliness and you know, things that bother us and whatever else we can come up with next week.
Yeah, well, the silliness was last week was in Kansas City when we, you know, we're 3 hours in the airport with our friend Larry and Lyle from Granite Group. That was hilarity ensued with that, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last week was Ari's birthday, so we got to celebrate at the airport. That cake was pretty good. It was a chocolate molten lava deal.
Yeah, it was a. We were at this. I mean, it's Kansas City airport is just like, how do I describe it? It's like a small regional airport. As soon as you go through security, you're there at the gate. There's no like, you know, LaGuardia or JFK where you're like, or you know, any other big city airport where you're walking and walking and walking to get your gate. So we had this, this is a restaurant, which I think closed at like 7 o'clock.
It did. It closed. The kitchen closed at 6:30 and the bar closed at 7.
Yeah, which was very, very nice. I discovered Boulevard Beer from Kansas City, brewed there. I tried the different varieties wherever I was. You know, I tried the different varieties at the Kauffman Stadium. They had a... Let me see. They had a lager, which was okay. They had a Mexican like lager, which was very, very good. And I have like three or four different kinds. And I had one at the it was a Boulevard restaurant. So
yeah.
You know, and then we learned that Dan was, you know, we were goofing on Dan for sitting in first class on a regional jet plane.
So let's talk about that for a second. I am a notorious procrastinator, and Ari sends me these emails, all his travel itinerary, well ahead of the time, right? And I sit on it and pretty much book the flight a few days before it's time. So what happens when you do that, right? The tickets go up. So Ari's ticket, I think, was $400 round trip, whereas mine was $800.
Yeah, you know, I hate Delta compared to JetBlue when they charge you like $350, and you have a choice. It's like $350 or $410, and $410 you get a seat. You get to pick the seat, and $350 you don't. I'm like, I'm going to sit next to the restroom.
Well, yeah, so for another, I want to say, $200, they offered first class. So I thought it was good value.
Listen, I've never stayed in first class. That's a whole nother story. But if I want to stay in first class, I'm going to do it like, you know, on Lufthansa or British Airways or, Emirates or Qatar. Well, I'm never going to Qatar. Let's face it with my name. You know, I think I'm an Israeli spy, like the world. You know, to me, it's like something that is like spies like us.
Oh yeah, you got a hard enough time getting through security in the States.
Well, I got through Kansas City. Kansas City was the first time in a while that magnetic machine or whatever they did not make me fail. So there's something to be said about that machine in Kansas City. But yeah, I don't want to go to the UAE or whatever with my passport. Whatever it's, you know. People may think that I'm I'll be the decoy, and John Smith with the New Zealand passport is the Mossad agent, and Aaron Rosenbaum.
Spies Like Us.
I Spies Like Us is a very, very underrated Chevy Chase movie. To me, it's classic. I think it's classic just for the cheating part when they try to cheat on the exam and like how bad the cheating was. because that always reminds me at school, you know, in high school and college, you know, when people were cheating and, you know, getting caught and, you know, I always think about that. One time I caught somebody cheating on a state, teaching exam or whatever it was. I was a proctor years ago and it was just funny. Anytime I'm thinking about cheating, I'm thinking about Spies Like Us.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. So.
So there you go. We gave you a little bit of tangent. Conversation there here at the end.
Yeah, so Retire Holics will be there at the National Convention. That's going to be National Conference. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do some unique events, things that, you know, I find interesting. I have some ideas of, you know, not a This Is Your Life, Ari Rosenbaum, but something where I'll be talking to a lot of the people that I work with over the past 20 years and you know, unique speakers, like we said on the last podcast and what I said at Kansas City, tired of seeing the same five people speak at these national events. I don't know who these five people are, but they know who they are. And we will not have those five people at our event speaking. And I have in mind who's one of the five, but I'm not going to say, but anyway, like I said, we're going to have something unique, something different. And, you know, whether it's two things that are very unique and different and interesting and exciting, and that's that HR Association and that 401k National Conference. So we hope you can be part of it either way. So that's it for this week. As we say, same podcast, same podcast channel. Talk to you guys next week with more updates.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
Bye.